This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the NVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Internationally renowned DJ Bluey is going to join me to discuss his career and current projects. Thanks for joining me, DJ Bluey.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So how long have you been a DJ?
I've been a DJ for 20 years, actually, since I was like 14 years old.
Wow, that's commitment right there. Where'd you get the name DJ Bluey from?
Bluey's just been a color that I've connected with since I was a little baby. Like, I've got pictures of me, like, 4 years old, obsessing with the color. But, you know, it kind of developed into a family name that my, you know, my brothers and sisters and my mom and dad used to call me that. I'm always, you know, trying to have something in that color, whether it's a toy or a piece of clothing. I just kind of gravitate towards that color. And one day I actually dyed my hair for an event, and the owner of the club just kept calling me Bluey after that. And I was like, that's my family name. Like, can you just, you know, I'm supposed to be at work right now. I don't really know you like that. And then I started to like it. And me and this guy became really good friends, and he really helped me a lot with my career. And the name has just stuck with me ever since. And I literally can't really get rid of it, even if I wanted to. Like, it's just like the name now, you know.
I love that your family kind of gave you the name. Not only gave you your real name, but they gave you your DJ name too.
Yeah, they gave me the DJ name too. It's great, isn't it? Like, family is a great thing.
Now, did they help with your career too? Like, when you're a kid, did they like, hey, we got you a turntable? What was your first equipment like?
Yeah, I mean, my family massively supported me with my career. You know, my dad kind of gave me some goals in school, and he was like, you know, I want you to do X, Y, and Z, and if you can achieve X, Y, and Z, you know, I'll buy you whatever musical instrument you want. Like, you can have one instrument per year. And I just gravitated from, like, the first year I got a computer, the second year I got like a keyboard and a guitar, and then after that I got CDJs. Not the new ones that you see now, but, you know, the old ones that were really difficult to use. And then I bought my own vinyls when I got older. But, you know, my family always supported my music. They always let me throw parties. You know, that was my opportunity to practice, you know, at the family event. So I guess I have a lot to be grateful for.
When I was a kid, my parents got me a guitar too. Whenever I did good, they were like, hey, we're going to get you all these instruments. But I never learned to play. Do you know how to play your instruments?
Yeah, I learned to play all of them one by one. And to be honest, between all of my instruments, including CDJs, I've had years off where I haven't touched it. I don't even remember the last time I touched the guitar. You know, obviously with the keyboard, different, because it's like the main instrument that you use to produce when you're in the studio making beats yourself. So when you're making a track, you need your keyboard. So you kind of can't get away from that one. But, you know, there was one point where I stopped. I didn't touch my CDJ for, you know, a long period of time, for about a year, when I was really unwell. But, you know, an instrument is like a bike. Once you learn how to use it, you know, it comes back quickly.
Now, most DJs are also producers. Is this something that you've done too?
I've been producing music probably for nearly as much time as I've been DJing for. I think I started making beats when I was about 15, 16, something like that. Yeah, it kind of goes with the territory, I think, nowadays as well. Like, if you're DJing, then you want to be able to play something that's made by you, you know.
Now, what artists have you produced for? Anybody famous?
I don't really produce for other artists. I produce mainly for myself. I've had a few tracks that I've produced for people, like in the hip hop world, like Fat Man Scoop, and some other names that I'm probably not allowed to say. Not so much in the house world. In the house world, I've just produced my own tracks. Nobody's super famous that you might, you know, get excited about and start jumping up and down. Like, not Beyonce.
It's like Jay-Z. Did you produce for Jay-Z?
No, not quite. I think I shook his hand once, and that was about it at some party.
Now, when you're a DJ, do you get a lot of opportunities to produce, or is that something you have to really push yourself into? Like, hey, if I want to produce, I have to, like, put my nose to the grindstone and actually, like, put some footwork in.
It's pretty hard to produce music. Whereas with DJing, there's quite a lot of limitations, you know. The main one being, when you're performing, you're doing an hour. With producing, sitting in a studio and, you know, you can spend 24 hours on the track, and there's so much stuff that you can do. So you have so much options with producing. It's a much deeper creative talent and skill. So it for me, it makes it more difficult because you can get lost in ideas, you know, and sometimes it can be difficult to stick to a structure, you know, because if you can play a few instruments and you can make music, then you could spend so much time, you know, fiddling around and not actually completing something. So I guess I would say it's a completely different level, you know. And the art to it is probably understand and create something that's not too complicated and just really good quality. You know?
I read that you actually used to spin at the Ministry of Sound. What was that like?
I wouldn't say I used to spin there, but I spun there a couple of times. I mean, Ministry of Sound was the first ever venue that I played at when I was 16 years old. I won some competition. It was like a national competition across the whole country, and it was a DJ comp. And I won the London round, and I got through to the final, and the final was at Ministry of Sound, so that's how I got to play. But I didn't win the final, though, so it doesn't really count, does it?
Hey, man, but being up there, that means a lot. I mean, there's people around the world, like I've talked to DJs around the world, and they have, like, won these competitions. In the U.S., we don't have that. So, like, just being the fly on the wall, I think it's amazing that you even had that opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. And I haven't seen that many competitions since then. I mean, we're talking, like, maybe 20 years ago when it happened. I'm sure there are. And, you know, that's definitely one thing we have in the U.K. We have a lot of, like, talent competitions, opportunities for people to kind of jump in, you know?
Now, I heard that you also ended up signing with Idris Elba's Seven Wallace. How'd that happen?
Yeah, I was just at a festival. I think it was Glastonbury last year in 2019, and I just bumped into him and we started talking, and he was like, you know, he was catching up and he was just saying, you know, Bluey, like, send me some of your tracks. Let's see what you've got. Let me hear it. You know, I'm releasing music at the moment. I sent him a bunch of different stuff and I didn't hear back from him for a while. And I thought, ah, damn, he didn't like any of it, you know? And then he hit me back and he really liked a few of them. So, you know, months later, we signed a deal and, you know, we released first single at the beginning of March. Obviously, it's been difficult because we haven't been able to really see the response because it's a club record and obviously all of the clubs are now closed. But it's had fantastic reviews and, you know, I'm just really happy and excited, you know, to be doing that with him.
I'm glad you brought up the club scene. With COVID-19, I mean, this is kind of hard for DJs. How are you getting your name out there right now?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I mean, everybody's just live streaming constantly and, you know, nobody knows what's going to work and what's working right now. You know, everyone's just doing what they can. I mean, for me and a lot of my friends at DJ, we're kind of taking this as an opportunity to have a break because I've been touring constantly for the good part of 10 years. So it's like, for me, it's nice to have a break. But at the same time, DJing is not just my career. It's something that I do passionately because I love to do it. And it actually helps me inside and out, you know, physically and spiritually. Such a positive thing for me. So regardless of the live streaming and the clubs being closed, for me, I have to spin. I have to play music, you know. But with the club situation, it is a bit crazy because in Europe, it doesn't look like any club will open before, you know, the last quarter of the year, if we're lucky. Everything's been cancelled for the next 6 months. So it's a really difficult situation right now.
Yeah, over here, everybody is like live streaming on Instagram and Facebook at 7 p.m. There's well over 1,000 people who are just live streaming. And it's kind of hard to sift through things that are the good and the bad. It's like no one wants to see you in your pajamas. But then there's like 500 people who are just DJing. And it's like going through this stuff. It kind of feels like it's oversaturated. How do you make yourself relevant, you know?
For me, I haven't really been doing that. I've done a few live streams on my Facebook page, DJ Bluey Official, you know, part of the plug. But, you know, I plan on actually pre-recording a lot of good quality videos that can not only show me having a great time, but also show how I DJ and how I mix and, you know, some of the people out there can learn from it. And, you know, I'm going to put that on my DJ Bluey Official YouTube channel and hope that people will see it there. And we're not too bothered about exposure and growing. I just want the right people to see it. You know, I want the young kids that are coming into the game to see it and be able to learn from it. And obviously the promoters and organizers of events that book me usually and the ones that haven't heard of me, I hope that they notice and they see too. And it enables me to continue maybe doing some online work with brands as well as more bookings for 2021. But at the moment, there's no formula. It's like this thing has just hit us so hard so far. It's like kind of impossible to know what the right thing to do is.
Now, one of the things I'm curious about, when it comes to some of your music that it's already on someone else's label, can you live stream those, or is there a copyright issue?
I don't actually know what is going on with this copyright stuff, because every time you go to play, you're on Instagram, your video gets cut off if you're playing anything that's quite commercial. And then when the same with Facebook, but with Facebook, they kind of just pause it, and then you have to like write a letter to them or email to them about whatever. So you can play your own music, but I think you have to kind of let the platform that you're using know who you are and, you know, just my music. But yeah, it's a little bit of a difficult one because of that issue. The whole live streaming thing is a bit impossible. I mean, I'm a type of DJ, I could go and stream live for 4 hours right now and enjoy the whole set and just play music for a long period of time. But I would definitely get cut off probably 20 minutes in. So not everybody wants to be at home listening to underground music at 6 o'clock, because maybe they want to, you know, they want some vocals they can sing along to and they want to feel a bit more uplifted or whatever. It's really difficult at the moment. And the formula is not clear.
I could see why you want to do some pre-recorded stuff, because then at least then you can have all your ducks in a row before putting things out there and having it cut off halfway through.
Exactly. I've got a live festival set this Sunday on Facebook for the festival in Mexico. Let's see how it goes. See if we get cut off. I mean, I assume the organizers of the festivals probably have a way that they communicate with the record labels to stop their live streaming from getting caught. But I don't know for sure, though.
Now that we're all stuck at home, is there anything else that you're doing besides, you know, making music?
Yeah, I'm actually spending a lot of time with my family. I've got a wife and 2 kids, so as a touring DJ, I haven't spent the most amount of time with them over the last few years. You know, I've been away working a lot of the time, and I can't always bring them with me. So I've just been catching up with the family, you know, and like I taught my oldest daughter how to ride a bike the other day. She's 5, and that was amazing, you know. I think that this time is really, really important for us to all improve ourselves physically and spiritually, you know, and kind of improve as people and catch up with ourselves away from work, outside of work. Obviously, it's financially difficult for everybody, including myself, not being able to work for so long. But it is what it is, and we're stuck here, so we might as well use this time to kind of do ourselves some good. Flushed out my system, had a whole massive detox. I did like 2 weeks of fasting, got rid of all the toxins in my body, been drinking loads of lemon water, like at least 5 cups a day. And I just feel way better for it, you know. I've been praying with my wife and just, you know, meditating and kind of trying to be more spiritual, more connected, you know.
So we can expect your next track to have your entire family as credited on it, right?
Well, you know what? It's all for them anyway. So credit or no credit, all the good energy that comes from the next track and all the tracks is 100% for them.
Well, DJ Bluey, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
The easiest is Instagram, DJ Bluey Official, but all my socials are DJ Bluey Official, and my website is also djblueyofficial.com. So it's easy. And thank you so much for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's masonverapaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.